The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You guys, I am really excited about this Anne Hathaway movie that comes out next week. Ooh, it looks spicy. It's coming out on Amazon Prime. It's an adaption off of a book that I don't know if it was on Wattpad, but the whole premise is very Wattpad. It's a woman.
And for those that don't know what Wattpad is,
it's fan fiction.
Got it.
So it's the whole premise is this woman who has a daughter, I think in her teens or her college years, takes her to Coachella. And then like this Harry Styles-esque character ends up falling in love with her after like meeting her backstage or whatever. Must be nice. So Anne Hathaway is playing like this like sexy, like older woman. And I'm really excited to see it. And when she talked about the chemistry test, she said that it's so different than how they used to do it back in the day. She said that at one point she had done a movie where for the screen tests and stuff, you had to just make out with like 10 different guys. They would have her in the back in the casting room and they'd be like, aren't you excited? You get to make out with like 10 guys today. And she said, am I weird for not thinking that this is hot and sexy?
Yeah, this is the wrong angle. I wish that there was a camera on the guys whose agent called them and said, you got an audition today, and all you got to do is make out with Anne Hathaway. That's the video I want to see.
That's where the excitement was.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I guess that makes sense because when you see two people kissing on screen, you want to believe it.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably why there's so many on-screen romances because there has to be some chemistry for it to translate on the screen.
Haven't there been married couples on the screen that had to bring in one of these coaches because the chemistry wasn't good enough on the set?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it was Tom Cruise and who was he married to?
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman had to have one. And there was one recently also. It was a married couple and they're like, nah, that's not hot enough. Probably because they've been married 8 or 10 years.
I'm like, what does that say about your relationship?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you just don't have the same passion. So they brought somebody in to like remind them what it used to be like.
Yeah. Well, I think there's also a way to kiss on screen versus in real life that maybe it wouldn't be as enjoyable like just in the moment of something, but it looks really hot and sexy. And I think sometimes people need coaching to be like, okay, I know this feels like a normal life, but you got to make it look like it's really hot. So exaggerate it in this way. But I actually really liked her response to this because I think a lot of actresses would kind of be like, oh, so gross back in the day. Whereas she was like, we know better now. We don't do that now. We actually do things very different for chemistry tests, and we've learned from that. So for this very spicy movie that's going to come out, instead of having 10 guys come in the back and make out with her, they did this interesting little role play where they had her quote unquote character like sit in a chair and they would have all of the guys come out and not in like a weird lap dance kind of way, but they would each pick a song that they thought that character would just randomly get up and dance to. So the guy that ended up winning, got the part, picked a song by Alabama Shakes, and she said that's how they knew that the chemistry was going to be fire because she felt like that character really responded to him in that song that he picked. So
I love that. I love that new take on it because I think especially for women, there needs to be more of an emotional connection before there's a physical connection. So like if you really know this character and you can play to her emotionally, I think that's going to translate to the physical.
Who got the part and how old is this dude?
His name's Nicholas Galitzine. I don't really know how to pronounce it. He's been in a lot of really good stuff recently, and I think he's like 29-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, like late 20s.
At least that's the kind of audition where if you're one of the guys, there really is no losing. Like, even if you don't get the part, it wasn't a bad day.
Yeah. It was a nice run.
Yeah.
And if I'm this guy, I'm just messing up that scene over and over and over again. So
That wasn't my best.
I didn't get it right.
Let me figure this out. Put it on shuffle. I'm interested to hear how the women who have been pregnant before feel about this. Because I think it's not until people who have been through an experience speak up about what it's like that we know how to treat people better. But maybe this is her being a little high maintenance. So Hillary Duff says that she's asking her fans, her followers, and her friends and family to stop asking this one question about her pregnancy. She's like, I'm trying to be really kind about this, but she really wants people to stop asking when the baby's coming. She said, I know everyone's checking in with love and humor. Trust me, nobody wants it more than me, but babies come when they are ready, and I'm trying my best to be patient. The days are long and uncomfortable. Promise I will let you know.
She's totally reasonable.
Yeah.
Especially that third trimester, like that last trimester, and you're trying to get to that goal, which is that baby in your arms. And if you're a stranger or a fan or a family member and you think it's been a long time, how do you think the mother feels? And you're just reiterating that she's still in pain. Because that third trimester, especially towards the end, is it can be very painful.
And you want to be positive about it. So you have to put this fake face on. So rather than that, just don't ask at all.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, enough time has passed. It's been 4 days since Taylor Swift's new album. I'm going to share my power rankings coming up on your next E-Buzz and the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.